over there. Should be at a certain measurement anyway, though.
Thank you for holding, this Sam. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm trying to figure out, man, what's going on with my project with the I had the website for the store built and all this other stuff.
May I have your name, please?
Marvin Moody.
Marvin Moody, okay. Just give me 1 second. I can pull up your account right here. I have the project head over here, actually. Okay, Marvin Moody. Yes, I got your project. Yes, so please go ahead.
It should be self-explanatory. Like, you see the date that I ordered it from y'all, and y'all see that I'm still calling y'all, waiting to get something that's been taking that long. Don't take but a week to do. Like, it's like some type of slow shit going on. Like, something wrong.
Peter Davidson is your project manager, right?
Yeah.
So, still, what happened? What problem are you facing to dealing with him?
Look at the dates. Like, it's self-explanatory, man. Look at the date that I ordered it. And you look at it now, and it's still not done. Like, what's wrong? Like, somebody got injured, somebody hurt, they don't understand it or something?
Okay. So can you please let me know what is still left to be done on your side?
You said ain't nothing been done. The only thing we done, they posted up a basic website. They ain't put the account services on there. They didn't do the marketing. Ain't nothing done. Ain't nothing done.
So you are saying nothing has been done. So what was the thing exactly? It's not been done yet on the website. Because I see right here, your website already launched, and he also provide you the video manual, the video tutorial, which help you out to make the changes on the website. So can you please let me know what problem are you facing, like, to making changes? I believe that's why you're saying that is nothing done, or anything else, any section has not been done yet. So can you please let me know so I can figure it out and do it right away?
Okay, so I ordered the website. On there, when you go on the website, the shopping cart is not set up. When you try to log into it on a laptop or a desktop, shopping cart, you can't see it. You can't order anything.
Okay. I can write down this point. Give me 1 second. I can write down this point that the shopping cart that you're saying is not working. Let me write down shopping cart is not working. Okay. What about the second one? What was that? Please go ahead.
It's the shopping cart on desktop. Like when you're on a phone, it works. But when you're on a desktop or a laptop, it don't work.
Got you.
It don't open up. The merchant, I order merchant services like PayPal and credit and debit cards. I paid him for to do that, but he doesn't have it. It's not hooked up.
Did you provide them all the credentials to your Shopify?
Yeah, they connected to my Shopify. They've been connected for 3 months.
But I just opened your website, which your website is loveisenough.com, right?
Yeah. Do you see, if you try to open up the shopping cart, does it open for you?
Yes, it's working. I just opened my laptop, and it's working perfectly fine.
Is it open up fully? Like, on my laptop, I can't see the shopping cart. It's like it opened up halfway. Like if you try to put something in there, mm-hmm. it won't really go in there, or you can't see the prices up. You can't see what you got or not.
Okay, I can do it again one more time for you. Select the product right here. Edit. Yes, I just opened the shopping cart right here. No, yeah, it's working. I just had a product right here. The product name is Cuit Doll Plush Toy, 35 centimeter throw pillows, kitty cat with musical burgundy or something like that. The price is $40.59. I just added and your shopping cart is working in my laptop. I believe you are doing something wrong. Did you add any product in your cart and then you go ahead and check it out, or you are checking before adding any product?
And if I add any product in there, then I go click up there to see what's in my cart. My cart won't open up fully.
Fully in what sense? Can you please do me a favor? Can you please take a screenshot and share with me directly so I can see what happened? What does exactly mean to it's not opening up fully?
I'll do it. I'm not on my laptop right now, but I can do it when I get back. Once I get back home.
No problem. Take your time. Right, I will be waiting for it. And what about the second one?
What about the merchant services? The credit card and debit card services? They're supposed to open up an account. Yeah, they said it was opening up an account and connecting it to the website. I don't have that stuff yet.
I just opened your website, and your website having a PayPal option right there.
Yeah, you got to pay. So that's the only thing they can pay. You pay using the PayPal?
For the debit and credit card, what I will do, I need to open that function. Okay, let me see that, right, and I will get back to you, okay? No, don't worry about that. I can go ahead and fix it for you, okay? Don't worry.
What do you mean? You say you're going to fix it for me?
What I am saying that I need to open that function from the back end for the credit card or debit card, okay? I need to go and check it out and open that function for you. It's already there. Might be having a problem with that. That's why the debit card and credit card option is not showing up. But let me go ahead and check it out and change into the debit and credit, okay?
All right. So when you opening up the credit card or debit card, what are you doing it through? You doing it through PayPal or are you doing it through some other service?
That's why I'm saying to you, I need to see first your back end, and according to that, I will assist you. According to that, I will let you know by email, like which we will use the same PayPal service, or we need to move to different one. So I will let you know. Give me a little time. I will get back to you. And meanwhile, you will just share the screenshot with me, the shopping cart screenshot that you're talking about, so I can see what happened, what's going on, why it's not opening in your system. Okay?
Okay. All right. So what about, like, the domain access and all that other stuff?
Domain, you have already this thing. PlayerSnuff.net is your domain name, and your website is already launched on it. So you have a complete access for that domain.
Yeah, but like, let's say if I want to go in my domain and make changes, how do I access that?
How to changes on the side that you're asking? How to make the changes?
Yeah, like let's say if I want to go in and change the pictures and stuff like that.
Even, I believe so, Peter, share the video tutorial with you that will help you out to make the changes on the site, right?
Would I have to go through Shopify, or I go directly through the
Shopify to make the changes, because you need to be logged in as an admin, then you can go ahead and make those changes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Without going through Shopify, what if I just want to go straight through my website and do it? Because my Shopify is connected through the back end.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, all right, my website is loveisenough.net, right? And it got, I got email addresses connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I go into my email, my website account? Like, if I want to add emails or adjust my email settings and all this.
Which email are you talking about, and what type of email would you like to add in your account? Can you please let me know?
Okay, like, I got one email address connected to it right now.
So,
and I might want to go in and add other. Huh?
You're to Peter?
You say you who?
Actually, I'm just trying to ask, would you like to add any other email? Because the existing one is right there, but would you like to add new one? But where you need to be add that email to?
No, what I'm saying is I got one email. It's under that website.
Uh-huh.
Loveisenough.net. I got sales@loveisenough.net. But let's say if I want to go in there and I want to check my emails or I want to adjust my email settings, where do I go to do that at? Because I can't do that on Shopify.
Okay.
Like, I don't have the credentials to get into access my domain. You see what I'm saying? I can access Shopify, but not the domain.
Okay, no problem. So we will go ahead and create a new email for you. That is sales@loveisenough.com or .net, okay?
No, he already got email. He already got it's supposed to be an email already on there. How do I access my domain? How do I get into the domain? Man, why did y'all say that y'all know how to do this stuff and y'all don't know how to do it, man? This is crazy.
Yeah, I know as well about all the things, but you're asking for me the emails, right? And how to access the email that you're asking for? Peter, I just asked you, Peter, and Peter's saying that he provided to you the access of the email, like how to access and how you can check all the emails.
No, not if the email, the domain.
The domain
the
name?
The website. How do I? Yeah,
the
how
website,
do I access
yes, that's what I'm saying to you. You need to be logging as an admin on the Shopify, and then you can go ahead and make those changes. That's why I'm saying to you,
yeah,
you need to be
logging
as an admin. But you cannot.
Yeah, I
do understand. I do understand you cannot make the changes. So for that reason, Peter shared the video tutorial with you to how to make the changes, how to open the backend, and what option would you like to select to make the changes. Each and everything is in the video. If we cannot understand in the video, so we can schedule a Zoom session with you, Zoom call, and we can share our screen with you, and we will let you know how to access the domain or admin side and make the changes on your website. That's what I'm saying to you. I hope you understand this point.
Okay.
So if you don't know, if you cannot able to understand after watching the video, like how to make the changes on the side, so you just let me know what would be the best time for a Zoom call. So at that time, we will just come over to Zoom and I will share my screen. Even Peter will share his screen with you and he will let you know how to make the changes on the Shopify.
Did you send the video? Did he send the video yet?
Yes, he did. Even I will let him know. He will forward you again one more time.
Yeah, he needed it for.
No problem. I will forward it to you.
And you said the merchant account and the PayPal and all that stuff. You're gonna get it set up.
It's already set up and it's already there. Anybody can pay you by PayPal.
Yeah, but a lot of some people use PayPal, some people use credit and debit cards.
For the credit
and
debit
Venmo
card.
And all that.
Yes, for the credit card and debit card, as I mentioned to you, I need to check it out right first in the back end of the Shopify, and I will go ahead and enable that option for you.
See on the back. So how much is that for to enable it on the back end?
And for this payment, go ahead.
For credit and debit cards, that come with PayPal with Shopify, right?
No, PayPal is a different thing, and the debit and credit card is a totally different thing. On the Shopify doesn't offer these things. Shopify offer only 1 month at a time, the PayPal, what they are offering. And if you want debit and credit, so Shopify offers it, right? But that is a different service. We need to with the different service on the Shopify to avail debit and credit card option.
I paid him to do that maybe like a month and a half ago, and it still ain't on there, man.
I just checked your Shopify account. It's already there. We already set up the debit and credit card option for you. It's not enabled yet. I will go ahead and enable it so you can use debit and credit card option as well.
So how long is it for?
It will not take that much time. You can give me that 24 hours max. It will be fixed.
No, I'm talking about how long is the subscription for?
It's a lifetime subscription.
All right, so I don't have to pay for the, like, monthly charges or every fee or something like that?
No, you don't need to. To us, no, you don't need to. Otherwise, you need to pay monthly to your Shopify, definitely for your account. But for the payment merchant, you don't. You don't need to pay anything to us for anything.
All right. So what's going on? What about that marketing service?
Sorry?
The marketing service.
The marketing services, yes. So I believe you have, we are working on the marketing and we have shared the keywords with you. And you have approved the keywords, right?
Yeah.
You have approved the keyword. That's perfect, right? So that is the first step, you have been approved. Second step is that we are working on it. We are targeting that keyword, which is help us or help your website to get on the top searches to drive the traffic towards your website. So it takes a little time. You will receive a report as well in this month, like how many traffic has been driven from your from the other resources on your website.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See, like it's taking so long to do it. All the products that I put on my website, they're getting sold out by other people.
It's already sold
because
out.
It's like this. Yeah, like the half of the stuff I'm putting on, the pictures that I'm putting on that I'm selling on my website ain't for sale because it's taking forever for whoever set up the website to set it up.
Yeah, and I'm losing money.
By the way, who is speaking in behind from your side? Is that your friend or who?
You say you who?
Someone else is speaking.
You say you who?
No, I'm saying that you're asking for the marketing thing, right? And marketing things, we are working on it. Definitely in this week, in this month, you will get the monthly report as well. And you can see the company's statistics here.
All right. So look,
and
man.
Social media marketing thing, and you will receive a social media calendar. In the calendar, having a several posts, which is going to be posted on your social media marketing, and from the social media marketing, we can also drive traffic on your website, in which you will increase your revenue through it. Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. Mm-hmm.
Because our main target is that to help you out to increase your revenue through the marketing. So that's our main purpose, our main target is. So we are working on it, and definitely it's a marketing thing. It takes little time to improve the revenue and all that.
But we can't even market it. You ain't even got the website up and running. You ain't got nothing to sell because you ain't even got the credit card and debit cards on there.
debit card and credit card is not a certain main concern related to the marketing, right? Don't worry about that. I will go ahead and enable that option today, so you don't need to worry.
All right.
I'm doing it right away. So this changes, so I'm going to make these changes right away. And in the meanwhile, whenever you get chance, you need to be share your screenshot of your shopping cart. You are saying it's not fully open or something. So you can share with me so I can see. And according to that, I will proceed further.
All right. So with the credit card and debit cards, right, so once that money gets deposited, once people pay for stuff, where does the money go to?
Go to your account, which you have connected with your Shopify. So that money will go to that account, Ricky.
That $1 bill for the change?
Who is speaking from your back, from the backside? Is that your friend?
You see, I can't hear you.
Is he your friend or who? Who is that? Who is he?
What are you talking about, man? I'm trying to get the website done.
I'm here to solve all the issues. That's why I'm saying to you, I will go ahead and enable your debit and credit card option today. Hello? Are you with me?
Yeah, you say, how long is it going to be?
Today it will be fixed, bro. I'm saying to you, today it will be fixed. Give me some time. After this call, I will go to the production department and I will fix that.
I'm good.
Okay.
Today
it will be fixed.
Alright, man. Alright, can you switch? Can you switch and give me a different project manager, man?
I will, not a problem. I will provide you that, not an issue. So you will receive a call onwards from the new project manager, okay? No problem. I can change your project manager. So whenever you will be receive a call from onwards, right, so that would be the new project manager who will be calling you, okay? His name is Daniel.
Okay.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with, Marvin?
You say everything else will be fixed today, right?
It will.
Well, I'll probably give you a call back in a couple of hours and see what's going on, man.
No, you don't need to be. My new project manager will do it. He will give you a call back. My new project manager, Daniel, will call you back then.
Okay. How long before?
Once it will be done. But for sure, today it will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much, bro. Take care, man. Bye-bye.